Good morning. My name is Charles Kirkpatrick, and this is a stewardship moment. Return on investment. What does that mean, return on investment? You know, good business owners understand that protecting their employees and companies requires them to make good investments, investments that return something to their company. Most businesses have to create a value by increasing profits or decreasing costs, and they call it ROI, return on investment. In other words, what will I get if I invest? Investors buy stock to grow in value. You and I, we may purchase an energy-efficient hot water heater to cut down on our cost, and again, we get a return for our investment. We know that Jesus died for our sins, so whoever believes in him shall have everlasting life. If you believe, in other words, if you invest, your return will be everlasting life. But what about now? What about right here on earth? Well, I'm here to tell you there's an investment opportunity available to each of you right now. Proverbs 11:24. One gives freely, yet grows all the richer. Another withholds what he should give and only suffers want. Luke 6. Give and it will be given to you. Good measure, pressed down, shaken together, running over will be fall into your lap. For with the measure you use, it will be measured back to you. Proverbs 3. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty and your vats will overflow, bursting with wine. The Bible, the Word of God, the Word of Jesus told us of this wonderful investment opportunity, an investment that has a guaranteed return, overflowing, bursting, growing richer. All we have to do is believe and give. I'm going to spend the next couple of minutes telling you about how Debbie and I experienced the benefits of giving. Not long after moving to Michigan from Texas, the bank I worked for was sold, and all of our jobs were eliminated. With our money running out, nothing in the bank, I was even looking to find a job at the mall. Christmas was coming up. And I prayed every night for over a year. And the last thing I said on each prayer was, I place this in your hands. I know you will provide. Well, after applying for a number of jobs, and back then you applied for jobs in the newspaper, there was no internet. So I'll tell you when that was. There was a little tiny job ad in the newspaper. I mean, it was not even bigger than an inch by an inch. It didn't say who the job was for, who had posted it. It said it was financial services and something that I had done before. So I filled out my letter, did my resume, put it in the mail, sent it off, P.O. box, didn't even know where it was going. I got a call. Now, I got hired, and this is somebody that, you know, you may recognize his name. His name was Dan Gilbert. And he had a little mortgage company, and he was looking to grow it. Now, we got a nice little raise, but not a lot. It was enough. And we began tithing. A few years later, while our daughter was preparing to start college, you know, we didn't even have enough money in the bank to pay for one semester. Dan had been very generous with the folks that worked for him, and he gave us stock options, but they weren't worth anything unless he sold his company. Then they would turn into money, and we would be rewarded. Well, as it worked out, he did sell his company. One day, we had no money to pay for college. The next day, college for all three of our kids were paid for and in the bank. And we were able to actually pay for 23 years of college. That's 46 semesters. We still have one who's finishing up, so I'm going to make that 47 semesters. Did nothing. I mean, I wasn't anybody special. I didn't have a college degree, and I just barely made it out of high school. I graduated 725th out of 800. I think I was right ahead of those people who were forced to come to school but with a gun, so to speak. And we continued the tithe, but then we started doing tithe plus. The more we gave, the more we got back. This was this investment opportunity that was guaranteed by the Bible. Jumping forward, in 2012, I lost my job. Now, after 3 years of working for a company whose management had changed, they brought in their new people, they wanted to take over, they wanted to run the bank the way they wanted to, they wanted their own people in there. After a while, I said, you know what, it's time for me to go, and my boss agreed. They gave us a pretty good payout, which we tithed. I got on unemployment for a year, and we tithed their unemployment. After looking for a job for about a year, I got this little card in the mail, and that was from AARP, just a little card. I don't read the AARP stuff. I don't need that. At least that's what I tell myself. But for some reason, I picked this up and looked at it, and it talked about a program to re-engineer yourself to become attractive to small businesses. And I said, this sounds like something interesting. So I applied for the program. I got into it. After a few months in this, and after a number of people telling me, Charles, you should start your own business, I didn't want to start a business. That's the last thing I wanted to do. I just wanted to get a nice job, make a little bit of money, you know, relax, maybe move into retirement someday. So they convinced me to start my own business, and I did. But then I had to find customers. After about 3 months of looking for customers, I had scheduled a lunch with a friend of mine that I'd known for a long time. And at the end of the lunch, we were just casually talking, and I said, oh, by the way, I hear you have a new job. How are things going? She said, oh, it's terrible. I need this. I need this. I need this. I said, I can do that. She was surprised that I would want to go to work and do the kinds of things she wanted to do. But it's exactly what I'm looking for. Out of nowhere, I had a contract, a good job, not a lot, but enough. And just last week, they've extended my contract and asked me to stay for another 9 months. So guess what? We're going to keep tithing. The more we give, the more we've gotten back. So what is tithing? Tithing is an investment opportunity guaranteed by God. It says so in the Bible. To stop tithing, I would have to say, I don't believe you, which for me is like saying, I think you're lying, and I couldn't do that. Honor the Lord with your wealth and with the first fruits of your produce. Then your barns will be filled with plenty. Your vats will be bursting with wine. How can you pass up a deal like this?